Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this October 17th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic at 3:30. Today, we're going to welcome in some of the contestants from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids competition. Looking forward to that. Been looking forward to this all, for at least a couple of weeks now. Not only talking with our friend Sally Kistner, Executive Director with Save of the Arts. Good afternoon, Sally.
Good afternoon.
And, of course, a good friend, Eric Brittenocker with the Performing Arts Center. Eric, always good to see you.
Hello.
But we don't get to do this very often. We are welcoming a legend to our show today. We have with us on the phone Rudy Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How have you been?
I've been great. I've had to say I've been better, but I've been worse, so it balances out.
Yeah, yeah.
We're good.
Good to hear. Good to hear, sir. Rudy, if you don't mind, where are you calling us from?
I don't know. Let me look. I'm in Midland, Texas.
Okay.
I'm out here in God's country, the old country.
Yeah.
We've got a dedication of a golf course for a friend of ours, and Ben Crenshaw's coming in. President 43, George Bush, is coming in because he's real good friends with our friends here in Midland, dedicating a golf course for First Tee and then having a concert a little bit later on. So it's going to be a big day.
Yeah, and I hope it goes well. Good to hear. I think it speaks to an artist, especially one that's been doing this as long as Rudy has. Wait, you have to. Where am I again? Where am I? That's fantastic,
yeah,
sir.
It's not as bad as it used to be. I mean, I really did wake up a lot of times wondering, okay, where am I? Pretty much know these days because I straightened up many years ago, so it's not quite as bad.
Understandable at all levels, especially as long as you guys have been doing this. And that's where I'd like to start, if you don't mind, sir. And most of our guests, especially music guests, I like to ask, your origin story. Where did you start? How did you get your start? I've never asked that to somebody like you, though, sir, who has been doing this as long as you have and started as young as you have. For the audience that may not know out there, can you tell us your brother's beginnings?
March 8th, 1955.
What?
Yeah. It's on the website, GatlinBrothers.com. Go there and go to that. Buy some stuff, too, while you're on there. Anyway, we won a little talent show in Abilene, Texas. Cavalcade of Talent, I think the name of the show was. We won our division, the juvenile division, they called it. But we were the only ones in the 2, 4, and 6 division. But, hey, a win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear him laughing. That's a joke.
I thought it was funny.
a guy heard about it that lived in Abilene, had a little TV and radio show. His name was Slim Willett. Mm. And he wrote Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, Don't Let the Moon Break Your Heart. Big country record back in the early 50s. And he retired, kind of got off the road, started a TV and radio show. Heard about our big win, had us on his radio and TV show, and the pictures you see on the website of us in those little cowboy outfits. That was shortly after we won that little talent show. Probably that was sometime in the spring or right after that big win in March 1955. So you do the math.
Mm.
In 2 years, drum roll, how many will that be? 70.
70?
What?
70 what? Years.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 70 years. I was like, really, I was 2 and a half, almost 3. Steve was 4 and Larry was 6.
It's just beyond impressive to me. And it's something that I think is really cool to hear, but then there's actually living it. To do something for this long, it's more than a passion. It's more than a love. It's something that's a part of your life. It's something that I imagine is a part of your. It's just as much a part of you as breathing. Is that the case, Rudy?
Well, that's all true, but basically, we need the money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great, sir.
This ain't a hobby.
Yeah.
This ain't a hobby. This is our vocation. This is how we feed our children. Now, yes, it's very enjoyable. I mean, it's the greatest job on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, Jim Nance of CBS Sports has the best job on earth. But anyway, that's another issue. we've been blessed to be able to make a good living, cut some hit records. People pay their hard-earned money to come see us sing, as they are on the 2nd of November at the performing, what is it? Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. So we're appreciative of that fact. Never take that for granted, and very thankful that people bought the records, they came to see us in concert, and it's afforded us a way of life that our wives have really become accustomed to. So don't stop coming and don't quit. Don't stop buying those records.
Yeah. Larry, I have an acting background, and you remind me right away of a line that I heard from one of my favorites, Samuel Jackson. An interviewer asked him once, Samuel, did you do any of these jobs for money? And he looked at him like instantly, all of them. Like, all of them I did for money. What are you talking about? I'm an actor. I got to get paid. This is how I keep the lights on and everything.
That's very true.
I think one of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself and to people is being able to do something you love to do and sharing it with them, and certainly being able to make a living doing it.
Right.
I appreciate the honesty.
Everybody'd love to be doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody would love to be singing and performing and, you know, the people throwing babies in the air and, you know, sending all the accolades. And yeah, I mean, it's just, we're very blessed. And we touch people's hearts. You know, we make them laugh. We make them cry. Sometimes we make them cry a little too much. But anyway, we touch their hearts and maybe, you know, have a good message for them to take home and help them in their lives.
We're speaking with Rudy Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers and looking forward to having them join us here in Wisconsin Rapids on November 2nd. We'll tell you more how you can get tickets in a moment. Sir, when it comes to keeping things fresh for the audience, I think that most of us can kind of get the idea of what that must be like for an artist to do that, especially after doing it for so many years. But how do you and your brothers keep it fresh for each other? How do you guys keep excited about doing this outside of getting that paycheck?
Well, it's tough in that we do basically the same show, and we'll throw in our new record that's out right now called Amazing. But we basically go with the same show that we've had for many years. We'll throw a few things in here and there, but it's work. It's like if your offense is working, keep doing that on, you know, offensively in football. If that pitcher is still pitching good, stay with him. You know, don't change.
Yeah.
So it's no different in our business. You go out there and do your shows. The pitter patter's funny. It's new to them. It's fresh to them. And I guess we're just, not that we're great actors, but not that we're acting like we're having fun. We're basically having fun and enjoying ourselves. It is very enjoyable work. Now, my daddy worked in the oil fields here in Odessa, Texas, 20 miles from where we are right now. It's not a very glamorous job. It's dirty. It's hot. And it's dirty and cold in the winter. And nobody's standing around going, great. Great job on that drilling rig. Now, they like gasoline. They like that oil that he pumps out of the ground to make gasoline for the cars. But, you know, it's a dirty job. Ours, oh, my gosh, we get to meet wonderful people, sing in wonderful venues. They feed us pretty good, make a good living, see some beautiful country. It's a pretty darn good gig.
Mm. For those that don't know, Rudy is an avid golfer, does a lot of great work for nonprofits out there, helping out with that and having golf tournaments. First off, and you were telling us that you have one today and everything, I hope that event goes well for you. Rudy, I got to ask, do your other brothers golf, and are you the best golfer out of the three of you?
Well, I kind of took over as the best a couple of years ago, but now, who knows? my serious golf is over. Mm. Back when I was really playing some celebrity tournaments for money, and I really got really pretty good. Kind of passed Larry and Steve, but now it could be a toss-up. Who knows? We're all just kind of play hit and giggle anymore. It's serious golf is over. We have fun with it anymore. So I don't know. On any given day, one of us could beat all the other two.
I have to ask this question, too. As I mentioned, I'm an actor myself, and I know that you have done some composing. In fact, you've done some acting. You were on Love Boat back in the day. So I have to ask about this. How was that experience?
Oh, my word. We were we were in L.A. for a week taping that show. That's what it takes a week to rehearse and then shoot it on Thursday or Friday. And, it was quite an experience. It's acting, yes. TV, We've done some production, theater production. I did Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping through my shorts. That's not right.
It works.
And I did Annie, Get Your Gun, and Larry did some things on Broadway. We did musicals and musical theater back in high school and some in college. So it's on the, anything on the stage, you know, music. And I love the dialogue. I love to be able to, you know, act and take on a character. Always a great experience. And just we were kind of ourselves on the love boat.
Nice. I was hoping to hear that.
It was gripping. Weren't you just gripped by that performance?
Very, very. I ask because, in part because, I was curious to know if having those experiences, like I'd have loved to have seen you do Oklahoma, sir. Having those experiences, that was it. Did it help you feel more comfortable and more yourself on stage going forward? Or was it kind of vice versa? Having this singing background had made you feel more comfortable as an actor?
Well, the singing most certainly helped in the acting. I mean, when you're on stage and you're singing and a guitar wrapped around your neck, that's, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Now, when I took that guitar off and started the dialogue and acting and giving those lines, which we hadn't done a lot of, you know, we did a little bit growing up in, like I said, in high school and college. But yes, it took on a new dimension, and it was rewarding in the fact that I got some real good compliments, sincere compliments that, yes, you did a good job. Because I told them, if I'm not doing this correctly, let me know, and I'll stop. If I'm not acting and I don't take on this role and put myself in this role, and you believe I'm this, not Rudy Gatlin, but I am this guy, and I pretty much, you know, it's hard to, on a, you know, we see Tom Hanks. It's he's acting the part, but it's still Tom Hanks. But you have to disassociate that for a second and really get into that character. And they said I did. So I was pleased that, you know, I could take on those character roles and pull it off.
Rudy, we'll get you out of here on this. When it comes to the show that you're going to be bringing to the Performing Arts Center on November 2nd, what can audiences expect?
Some hits, some misses. We throw in a couple of misses to make you really appreciate the hit. we're so blessed we can't do them all. We had 30 or 40 top 10 records that radio, such as yourselves, played. We appreciate that. We'll do a lot of them and cut up a little bit and have fun. And, you know, hopefully it's very entertaining. Like I said, it will touch your heart a little bit and touch your funny bone. And we're all just so blessed to be able to still do this. Holy cow, at our ages and what we've been through in the struggle. Thank God for surgeons. Oh, my gosh, when you hit on that. You know, we're in pretty good health, but we've had some knee replacements and hip replacements and throat surgeries and woo.
So we thank all those surgeons as well, because we're really happy to still have you joining us on that stage. Please do me a favor. Tell Larry and Steve thank you them as well. And really big thank you to for joining us, Rudy. I really do appreciate the time.
You got it, James. Thank you, guys. And Eric and Miss
Kistner.
Who else is in there?
Yeah, Sally. Yeah.
Miss Sally. Thank you all for listening and laughing. I'm sure y'all were just laughing your heads off.
Yes. More than you realize. Thank you, Rudy. Have a great morning, and I hope the tournament goes well, too, today.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
God bless.
Take care. That was amazing, you guys. That was awesome. A big thank you to Rudy Gatlin for joining us. We're going to, Sally and Eric and I are going to talk in a second, but I do want to play a little bit of the Gatlin Brothers for you right now.
She's a broken lady. Waiting to be mended, like a potter would mend a broken vase. A broken lady, waiting to be mended.
There are are few harmonies you're going to hear that sound like that, that sound that tight, that unique, that charismatic and chemistry, the way that these guys do. And I think that, you know, you hear, oh, they've been playing together for 67 years. You might expect that. I don't think that comes naturally. I think that that's still something that you have to work at even after all these years. And it is noteworthy to have and to have in our town, Sally. Eric, this is so cool. We've got the Gatlin brothers coming to town. How great is this?
It's awesome.
Sally, were you a fan growing up at the Gatlin Brothers?
No. In fact, I'm not really a big country fan. I'm the first to admit that. But when they were here the first time, I bought every one of their CDs, and I still play them regularly. I appreciate great talent. And their harmonies, like you said, it's just amazing.
I appreciate that, Sally. I'm in the same boat. I don't come from a country background, but I do come from my father listening to a lot of classic rock. And honestly, when I first started listening to the Gatlin Brothers, I first thought of the Allman Brothers. Like, that was the first thing to pop in my head. I think the Allman Brothers have some of the most underrated harmonies ever in music. And then I listen to these guys and I'm like, oh, there's a similar vibe here and everything. I can get into this. I can check this out. And sure enough, I went through a rabbit hole listening to their music. And there was a lot of their stuff that I got into. So I appreciate that. And I also think it gives us an opportunity to have people open their minds a little bit, too, with music.
Right.
I wish I had sooner. You know, I wish I had given these guys a chance sooner and everything, because I didn't grow up with it. But I'm really thankful to. And I don't think you even have to, whether you've never heard a Gatlin Brothers song or you really know who they are, to understand the legends that these guys are. Like, there's certain acts, there's certain bands that are so big that you understand, okay, even if I don't get it, there's a lot of people that do, and respect that. And then there's also the kind of like, well, everybody else is getting into this. I might want to check this out. I might want to give this a try. And we encourage you to, and what a better time to. You don't even have to travel 3-4 hours to get to these guys. They're right here in town.
And when you attend a show, I feel like you really get to know the people. You feel like you get to know them. They share about themselves. They really impact you. So it's like the live experience is huge.
With an act like this, Eric, as I usually ask you about stage setup and those kind of things, is this one of those hands-off ones for you, or is this one of those more ones where you're a little more on call?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be one on call. We have technicians that we're going to be hiring in to help out with monitors and also front of house. So those are the technicians who are the front of house engineers mixing for the audience, and the monitor engineer is the one who's, you know, helping out the musicians hear what they can hear on stage. But I was telling Sally just before the show, I was running through the memories of the last time they were here a few years ago and the technicians that were working and some of the things that were happening at the time, and just kind of, you know, replaying those memories in my head of kind of what a good time they were backstage. You know, some artists you get in, they're a little bit pretentious, but these guys were, you know, talking to the kids and talking to everybody backstage and just creating small talk all over. So it was just a really great time and a good vibe backstage that sometimes you don't always get. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, what is, you know, to come in a couple weeks here. And certainly with the outreach that they're offering, it was really well received last time. It's a songwriting workshop, which I'm sure that we'll touch on a little bit more. But they're doing it again. And so hopefully, you know, we had some English classes come in because they were doing some writing, some creative writing. They're going to try to maybe weave in a little bit of songwriting as well with help of this workshop. And I just remember that the kids that attended, you know, maybe there was like 15 or 20 of them, but they really came away feeling inspired and feeling great about, you know, having participated.
Can't imagine. You know, again, most of these kids are so young. I don't know how well they know the Gatlin Brothers, but even they are impacted by, well, I'm speaking to Grammy winners. I'm speaking to, you know, that kind of thing. Like, that's such a cool experience. And as always, appreciate the behind the curtain look that you give us, Eric. Thank you for that. Sally, let's talk a little bit about that workshop, if you don't mind.
You bet. It's at 1 o'clock the afternoon before the show, so November 2nd, 1 o'clock. We're holding it in the Performing Arts Center. If anybody is interested, they should contact me at 715-424-2787, just so we have an idea of how many will be attending. Last time when Larry Gatlin did this, as Eric said, he was just amazing. He relates so well to the kids, and he draws them out. You could see them kind of like blossoming because he gave them a chance at the last one to like create and come up with something and then share it. And he suggested how to improve upon it, or, you know, what route to take. Just amazing.
Yeah. It's just another speak, you know, from that to what Eric was saying about how these guys are just themselves behind stage talking to Rudy just now.
Yep.
You can't help but like these guys. You can't help but appreciate them. And I can't, and imagining what it's like for these kids to be able to talk to somebody like this. For those who don't know, Larry ranks as the fourth on Billboard's top 40 self-penned hits. Fourth. Top five, baby. Like, I mean, having somebody like that being able to talk to your kids, being able to talk to kids, that benefits everybody. And it's just cool. Right. It's just awesome. But forget about, you know, where these guys go with these skills or anything like that. Just having this moment is pretty darn cool.
Yep. And thanks to Mead Witter Foundation, who sponsors this.
Yeah, we really appreciate them being a part of this. And I appreciate this too, Sally. As a much time, I go to a lot of concerts, been to a lot of concerts over the years. If there's one consistent thing, I forget to eat. I never remember to eat before a show, and I'm like halfway through the show and my stomach's mad at me and it's louder than the band on stage. You covered this, though. You made sure that people like me are not going to have to run into this problem.
Right.
You got a nice meal before the event.
We do. Lake Air is opening their doors just to us. They're closing to the public that night. And we have 120 tickets total available. I think we have about 20 left. And we would need those purchased by the end of this week. They're $30, and you have your choice of three entrees, which you would choose when you purchase your ticket, and then just take your ticket in. Doors open at 4:30 there. They'll have you done by 7 so you can get to the pack and enjoy the show.
It's a great idea, and we want to get people signed up for that right away so
yep.
we can make sure to have it. How can they do that, Sally?
They can give me a call, 715-424-2787. You do have to purchase these tickets directly through us.
Sally, I always like to give a shout out to sponsors. We can't do this alone, of course. We're able to bring these wonderful acts to town thanks to the hands and work of many people. If you wanted to go and mention any of those sponsors.
You bet. We have Station WYTE, Point and Plover Publication, and Tammy's Furniture and Mattress Gallery.
Great local groups. We appreciate all of them being a part of this. While I'm all focused on the Gatlins and them coming to town and everything, Sally, we do have some other, a whole season's worth of great acts coming up. Who is following the Gatlins?
We have Terry Lee Goffey presenting a Johnny Cash Christmas. And that one is selling quickly, too. So anybody who's interested, come on out.
Yeah, savorthearts.com is where you can go to get your tickets, everybody. Savorthearts.com. When it comes to a show like this, Sally, especially to people that may have never seen the Gatlin Brothers, is there anything that we'd like to give people a heads up about, make sure to expect coming to a show like this? I would say definitely get ready to have fun. I definitely would bring your smiles.
Get ready to have fun. And like Larry said, or Rudy said, I'm sorry, they touch your heart. They get to you. They make you laugh and they make you cry. So it's very touching.
It's cool to hear everybody's perspectives on this, too. When I've talked to listeners, and I talked to somebody over the weekend who saw the last show that you were touching on there, Eric, and was saying how, well, they always had wanted to see the Gatlins in person, and they finally did, so they felt good about that. But they want to see him again now.
Right.
They thought once was enough. It's not.
Right.
They got to see him again. It speaks to, when talking to this person who, not just here in town, but saw them, I think, in Missouri as well, she said. She was saying a little bit similar to what Rudy said there. They do this pretty similar show, you know, year in and year out and everything. But the dialogue, the interacting with the audience is very different. That is tailored or to you out there. However you guys are, whatever town they're in, they're kind of tailoring it towards that. So you're getting a new show and a different show, even if you just saw them yesterday. You're going to see a different show today. It's that unique of a show, and they're that good at this that they completely can do that with every show. So something like this in particular, especially, I wouldn't say a smaller venue, but a more intimate venue,
right,
that the Performing Arts Center is. And then you add on the workshop and some of these things. This feels like people coming home. Like, you know, a local act coming home almost sort of thing. I know that they're not locals, but it has that feel to it and everything. And that's awesome. We want to make sure to give them a great crowd. Sally, how can people get tickets?
They can go online, savorthearts.com. Tickets are $54 for adults and $10 for students, or they can give us a call, 715-424-2787. Stop by and see us at 1040 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30.
And make Rudy and his brothers real happy. Go to the gatlinbrothers.com, gatlinbrothers.com. Get a shirt or something like that. See, they make them happy. And you can find out more information on them. And certainly, if you don't know their background, encourage you to check it out, because it is just fascinating, the lives that these guys have lived and continue to. And of course, the website Sally was referencing there, savorthearts.com. Savorthearts.com. Go there to get your tickets right now. Sally, Eric, thank you so much for the time. You know how much I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
And I want to say again a big thank you to Rudy Gatlin for joining us. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.